The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
You might have heard about us on Facebook. It's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Jason Casey, Sam Platts, Kareem Daniels, and Diana Hong. And now, from the chair behind all the knobs and switches, here's Nate.
It's true. No pulleys, though. There are no pulleys. We have knobs, switches, fader pots, but no pulleys.
But if people keep shopping on the Amazon, I keep fucking it up. Can we get a pulley then?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know what for, but I want a fucking pulley.
Jason, did you turn your microphone off?
No.
Yeah, you did. There's a switch on your microphone.
He just wants to play with the knobs and pulleys on his microphone.
Yeah, it's a big switch right there. Slide it towards you.
Now?
Yeah.
Is it on now?
Yeah, it is.
Didn't you momentarily you play with your knob too much, you go blind?
I might have been off the whole last...
No, you were fine.
Was I?
Yeah.
Maybe I did it accidentally when I moved it.
Yeah,
you
thumbed it a little too much.
Oh, that's shit.
You gotta be careful with that on your wedding night.
Yeah, better not.
Always
it too
ask
much.
For consent.
Yeah, if you're gonna, you don't want to get too rough with the thumb.
I heard someone told me like in pornos, you can't like in some countries or is it in the U.S. like you can't use the thumb.
For what?
Like it's illegal.
Ha!
Like in the unless it was like consented or like written in the thing. But like in like if you just sneak it in there, you get hella fined.
Well, if it wasn't part of the contracted work, I mean, yeah, you can't stick your thumb in the butthole. Duh.
But they were saying something that, like leads to fisting or like some idea like that. I don't know. Someone told me that they were like interested in the adult industry, so that's why they know all these things. And I was like, sure, that's what that was.
Yeah, I think we're all interested in the adult industry, you know, for a few minutes,
for at least two and a half,
and then we lose interest suddenly. Not quite sure why.
And then I give the video a thumbs down.
and you actually never ask if you can stick the thumb in the butt. You just kind of do it.
You gently ease it in and wait for the uh-uh. And if you don't hear the uh-uh, that's consent.
Not how life works.
Yeah, right. That's exactly how it works.
Yeah, that's kinda, exactly
you,
how
you
it works.
You kind of have to fumble. Don't fumble around, but like.
No, you don't want to fumble.
You want to be like.
You guys like sticking your thumb up your partner's butts.
No, I'd never have done that.
So you like having a thumb up your butt?
That's never happened.
Is that what we say?
No.
Then what are you saying?
Well, it doesn't matter where you're putting anything. You wait for a no.
Okay, so have you had someone put a thumb up your butt? Let me ask this question specifically. Have you had someone put a thumb up your butt?
A thumb, no.
A finger?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I don't know. Probably. Because I was probably sucking my dick at the time. Look, if your dick is in somebody's mouth,
it
sort of changes the landscape of things.
Yeah. So as long as you're there,
wouldn't know how that felt like. Like I don't.
As long as they're not teeth involved, yeah, it's pretty.
I mean, have you ever had a woman going down on you and then try to stick her finger in your butthole?
There's no. The butthole is a no. It's the exit only. That's no.
Oh, and, you know, that's cool for you then. You know. Yeah.
That's what I'm curious. Like, are you just sneaking with a fucking thumb there? That's not cool.
Well, because here's the thing. All these girls, women have heard this for, like, oh, man, you know.
Oh, that's where the G-spot is.
You know, like, oh, if you get a thumb up the butt, you know, while you're coming, like, it's going to be amazing. So every girl that's giving you a blowjob and is like, oh, I want to emasculate this man a little bit and stick my finger, like, every girl's going to try it at some point.
Is it amazing?
I've never let a girl go through with it. Like, I mean, like... It's not that I'm against it, but it's also not, like, there's so much other stuff to do.
So, if future wifey is listening to this, he is not going to protest the thumb and the butt, is what I'm hearing. This is probably closer to consent than the, well, if they don't say no, it's a yes. Like, that's not how consent is actually given.
That is... In the real world,
that's like fucking CeeLo saying, "Well, she's passed out."
No, we're not talking passed out. We're not talking Cosby.
No. Like, what is it? Chris Rock said, "Anytime you ask for something, she's probably going to say no unless you ask with like some confidence." So you usually is easier to ask for forgiveness than permission on certain things.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, and some guys will start licking the butt too. Like they'll be
yeah. I've talked to some dudes
there
that like licking the butt. Yeah, and I thought that was weird.
Well, that's the lead up. That's the lead up to putting a finger in the butt.
That's so weird. That's so gross.
That's the other part of your partner trying to figure out whether they want to try anal or not.
Where's the line is really the game. Where's the line? Yeah.
So you, that's the part
line,
of
line, not a circle.
That's the part of your partner trying to figure out. Well,
yeah, you're discovering what you like. I mean, you don't have a conversation. Like, you might have some type of conversation about, like, you know, butt stuff, but, you know, I mean, sometimes it just happens naturally. It's not about, you know, like, you, if somebody says no, don't touch my butt, then you're like, oh shit, she said don't touch the booty. That ain't the thing to do. Don't touch my booty because I won't touch you.
Well, there's a difference. That was amazing. But there's a difference between, you know, that, the booty and the booty hole.
That was a better rhyme than that Ben Carson ad we heard last week.
Yeah.
I lifted it.
It's true.
But yeah, that's a part of the discovery process.
That's comedy, everybody.
It'd be gross.
I don't know.
Sex is gross.
If you overanalyze sex, everything is gross. So, like, just go with it.
I just hope my future mother-in-law, Sue, I love you, and I apologize for this talk.
Listen,
I hope you're not too embarrassed.
Listen, I
come on, Sue. Let me stick my finger up your booty hole.
No, she's married. Come on, Sue. Oh my god.
I won't tell you, husband.
Oh no, don't say that. No, I love Sue and Ron. Like Sue and Ron are like the only normal like family I've ever had.
And
like,
you let them listen to this?
You know, they're very supportive. So yeah, it's the first time I've ever had a supportive family.
Pseudo.
So like, they actually care about what I'm doing. Like, they would come to my shows on a regular basis.
That's
like,
so
Sue,
cute.
Don't let Ron listen to this.
or Sue, surprise Ron.
Oh my gosh, he's gonna be like, so Jessica's what I
tell Ron he can watch, he just can't touch.
Oh my, I'm gonna see them on Monday or Tuesday of next week or this upcoming week, and I hope that they
he can tell Ron he can sit at a chair on the other side of the room. He just can't approach his bed.
Well, that's a whole different category that I'm talking about.
This one a different turn. I was just asking about the thumb and the booty hole. Y'all took it way too far.
Or did we? Where's the line?
Where's the line?
I don't know. I was just asking about the thumb and the booty hole.
Well, of course you were. Hey, speaking of lines, avoid the line. Get your tickets early for Juke Joint Friday. That's tonight.
At the Brick House Art Gallery at 36th and Broadway. You can get your tickets at Eventbrite.
Until 6 o'clock Pacific time. After that, bring cash to the door. Don't show up with a credit card because they ain't going to take your credit card.
No, we'll take your credit card.
Oh, you will now?
I got a Square.
There you go.
Yeah, you took my credit card.
There were no problem
taking your money.
A few shows ago, there were people like, oh, I didn't know there was no credit card. Now you got a credit. There's no excuse to not go. So go ahead and do that.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, but and here's the other thing. Tickets are cheaper in advance. Get them in advance if you can. But if you're like, I don't know if I can go, and you're like, oh, I should go. Is it gonna? No, it's like a $1.50 difference because there's a service charge on every online transaction.
Oh no, it's $15 if you show up late.
Right, it's $15 at the door, but with all the service fees, it ends up being $13 and change if you buy online. So it's not like, oh my god, I didn't get them early, I can't go now. No, you're gonna have to pay an extra $3 for a couple. It's not that big a deal.
Exactly.
So that's going on. You've got a show Sunday night.
We got a show Sunday night. I'm at the Punchline with Stephen Furry and a bunch of other people, like Emma Haney and him. And I can't remember all the other people.
And then Diana on the 28th of November in Sassoon City with Cheryl the Soccer Mom and
Steph Garcia.
So
it's going to be a good show.
Check all of that out. Jason's going to do the biggest show of all. With a captive audience that he's paying to be there with food and possibly an open bar as he's getting married.
Are you having an open bar?
Yeah, we're having an open bar for 4 hours.
Get there early.
Yeah. It's we have it during the cocktail hour and then 3 hours. And then there'll be just a cash bar. We figure that by like the third hour of the open bar, like the fourth hour of the open bar, if you don't want to pay money, then you probably shouldn't be drinking. You know what I mean?
That's like, probably true.
Yeah, all the women there with their half-drank glasses of wine. They were like, I'm going to have this type of wine because somebody else is paying for it. By the way, ladies, the wine is the most expensive thing at the at the bar. Mm-hmm. So every time you order a wine and don't finish it, you're fucking the newlyweds.
That's right. Drink all your wine.
Yeah, drink it all.
Drink it all if you're going to
finish it. Yeah. Okay, what?
If you're gonna do that, Diana has to hit the road because she has to get up early and go do a job.
Because yeah, my work hates work me. Yeah, so if you guys go into retail stores, appreciate the fucking holiday work. Thank you.
Well, don't do that. Just go to Amazon through the tab on NateDarlingShow.com.
Yeah. Avoid the lines and don't support some of these crazy, you know, corporations.
I didn't
that make
say
people
buy
work.
Anything. I just said go inside and appreciate what I fucking do.
Yeah,
that's
if you,
it.
Yeah, you can go ahead and do that too if you want. But yeah, Amazon's the best.
On a date.
Amazon's the best way to support this show, and we've got all sorts of there. If you go to the site, there's always something a little bit different. Bye, Diana. You
oh,
can
bye.
Leave
okay. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
There's always something different. Like, for instance, I noticed, because I was changing out the banners, because the vinyl, there was a 13-day vinyl giveaway on Amazon.com. And now, for some reason, our server is down. But so now it's changed out to a Thanksgiving kitchen banner. Like all the things you might need to make your Thanksgiving dinner. You just click that banner at the top of the site. It brings you to that page. And still, we get a little percentage of whatever you buy. And it doesn't cost you anything extra. So thank you. Thank you very much for going ahead and doing that. Oh.
Uh-oh.
We're going to jump right in.
Oh, shit.
Get ready, Kareem.
The Nate Darling Show keeps it 100 with Black Guy News.
All right, meet Natasha West, the Chicagoan who's 27, facing assault and property damage charges after becoming unhinged at a Denny's waitress who explained that she was not allowed to share her $4 all-you-can-eat pancake special with her friends. See, she was out dining on Friday at Denny's in Oak Lawn, which is a Chicago suburb, when a server explained that the unlimited pancake offer was good only for a single diner. See, that didn't sit well with West, who was apparently under the impression that her $4 bought everybody at the table an unending pancake bounty. Now, according to the Oak Lawn Police Department, West cursed at the waitress and threw several punches at the employee, though none of them landed. West and her party then left Denny's without paying their tab, but not before repeatedly kicking a door on the way out.
That sounds about right.
She was subsequently collared after the Denny's workers gave police a description of the car and that she and her friends left in. She was charged with assault and damage to property. One of her friends, Jerome Ivory, was busted for providing police with false identification. Jerome, come on!
Jerome had a warrant.
Yes, he did. But also in Black Guy News, I don't know if you guys saw Saturday Night Live this past weekend.
No.
They had...
This is Black Jeopardy!
All right. What up, what up? Welcome to Black Jeopardy, the only Jeopardy that's produced entirely in cash. I'm your host, Donnell Hayes. Our contestants are Amir.
Come on now, bro.
Keely.
Hi.
And Allison.
Thank you. So good to be here.
Allison, you know this is Black Jeopardy, right?
Oh, yeah. I dated a black guy once, so I don't see color. It's just Jeopardy to me.
Okay, we'll see how that goes. Let's check out our categories. We got It Ain't Like That, Who's China, I Don't Know You, Shaking My Head, What Had Happened Was, and as always, white people. Amir, you're our returning champ. You picked.
Okay, cool. Let's do I Don't Know You for 200.
Okay, the answer there. The cashier wants your phone number for a price plus card. Amir.
What is I Don't Know You? You ain't put me in the system.
That's right. Big brother, you know what I'm saying? Big brother. Go ahead, Amir.
Okay, cool. Let me get I Don't Know You for 4.
Okay. The waiter wants to know if you got allergies. Keely.
What is, I don't know you, if I'm itchy, that's my business.
You're damn right. Well, I can't even itch when I want to, come on.
Right? Okay, let's stick with, I don't know you.
Okay, the answer, the man in the bus station says he needs to use your phone due to a personal emergency. Allison.
What is, I don't know you or what you've been through, so I have no right to judge your experience.
No. Might be a long night for you, Allison.
So go ahead and check out Black Jeopardy. The clips are online from this past Saturday Night Live.
There wasn't even a real white woman answer either. She wouldn't even answer. She would just kept walking.
Yeah, it's... It was a pretty decent Saturday Night Live, at least what I saw of it, which was through Weekend Update. So not a bad thing. Hey, San Francisco's got a new accolade to talk about. They were named the most pretentious city in America. Congratulations to the city by the bay.
I was talking to one of the guys from the Brown Fellinis last month when they were here, we were talking about the gentrification of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And he was like, the new people, they don't want to do shit. They just want to go sit in the restaurants and eat fancy meals and drink wine and try to act like they're above all the other people in the city. So that makes sense.
Well, it's the first annual Pretension Index, which is a qualitative analysis of pretension levels in America. Developed by a team of data scientists, the Pretension Index examines where these modern-day latte art lovers are most concentrated, mining data from a variety of sources, including the U.S. Census Bureau, Facebook, local business data, and more in the 50 most populous U.S. metro areas. San Francisco earned a Pretension Index score of 85 out of 100. which was far and away the top. Here are the rest of them, and in a distant second place, San Jose.
Makes sense.
Third, San Diego.
That makes sense.
Fourth, Denver, Colorado. Fifth was Portland, Oregon. Sixth was Austin, Texas. Seventh, Seattle, Washington. Eighth, Los Angeles. Ninth, Las Vegas, and coming in 10th place, this was a little bit of a surprise for me, New Orleans, Louisiana.
These are all, well, it's funny because New Orleans has been gentrified since Katrina.
Yeah.
When all the black people got on the buses and went to Houston.
Yeah. So that makes a whole lot of sense.
Those are the most pretentious cities in America. The least pretentious cities in America, lest you think that California is nothing but pretentious people, the least pretentious cities are a tie, Birmingham, Alabama, and Riverside, California. Because it's hard to be pretentious when you're doing math. Also on the least pretentious list, Detroit, Dallas, St. Louis, Virginia Beach, Memphis, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, and Oklahoma City. So, there you go. If you don't want pretentious people, go to Birmingham or Riverside.
I think there's an equal amount of racist people in both.
You know, there. I'd say there's a trade-off to be had somewhere in there. But I'll take a little dose of pretension to have good weather. Now, we mentioned Portland in the pretentious places, but... what's on the cusp? What are the next cities to become the place to be, to be the place where all the cool kids are moving? Well, here are the top four on that list. Missoula, Montana.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Could it evolve into a full-blown hipster utopia? Well, it's already got a bunch of young, educated people living within city limits, thanks to the University of Montana. The groundwork has been laid with eateries like Pearl Cafe, Red Bird, and Scotty's Table, which talk about locally raised meats. And don't discount the breweries or the Montgomery Scotch Distillery. And downtown, there's easy access to organic soaps and dog treats. Plus, Missoula is just as concerned about keeping things weird as Portland is. Next up, Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Portland-worthy restaurants Moxie, Black Trumpet Street, The Friendly Toast, and the so-called food revolution going on in Portsmouth has produced fantastic tapas bars like Moxie, bistros like Black Trumpet, and sit-down street food restaurants like Street, and, of course, vegan eateries like The Friendly Toast. But if you're more interested in liquid lunches, there's plenty of options, too. The town even has its own beer festival. As for shopping, you'll find local fabric, candle, spice, and stationery stores, of course. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania also makes the list.
Oh, man.
There's a fake robot repair shop inside the airport. And if you're into artisan stuff, Handmade Arcade, Pittsburgh's first and largest independent craft fair, will have all the tchotchkes that you definitely do not need. Asheville, North Carolina, this one I've heard a lot about. In fact, there was a comedy festival some people went to recently, and they were very excited about it. If you've heard of them, well, of course, they've got one-word restaurants like Karate, Chisia, Night Bell. The local handcrafted retail stuff can be found at Garage 34, Asheville Goods, Brian Boggs Chairmakers, or if you're specifically after indie wedding supplies, Jason, The Hitched Handmade. The Southern City has some weird stuff, notably nuns on oversized bikes chasing purple buses.
That's my favorite.
There you go. So those are the next places to avoid.
Glad Sacramento didn't make that list.
You know, after the Deschutes Street Festival, it's like, I don't know. Now, you're off the market, Jason. Kareem's got a girlfriend. I've got a girlfriend. So I have no way of knowing if this is actually true. But allegedly, Tinder has enhanced the profiles and algorithm for more meaningful connections. Everybody's favorite mindless dating app is getting serious. They've recently made updates to both their profiles and algorithm in order to create more meaningful connections between users. The simple swipe left or swipe right is apparently not so simple anymore. In a blog post, Tinder was pretty vague about the improvements that they made in regards to the app's algorithm. TechCrunch reports Tinder CEO and co-founder Sean Rad. He sounds like a douche, doesn't he? His name's Sean Rad.
Yeah.
I'd like a name that makes me sound like a douche. Okay. He said it's like Google's search results, and that the change isn't just about new data points, but how those things are ranked against one another depending on the user. However, the Intersect points out the algorithms are pretty much worthless. The strongest evidence comes from a 2012 paper published by Northwestern University in the journal Psychological Science in the Public Interest, which not only eviscerated the very concept of matching algorithms, but called on the Federal Trade Commission to regulate claims about their effectiveness. Still, Tinder claims the updates will lead to a significant increase in matches. Along with behind-the-scenes changes, the app now includes features such as job and education info. Doesn't that ruin the whole idea of keeping it anonymous?
Yeah, like that's kind of another aspect of the app where a woman's just not going to say anything about it, but she's going to judge the man she's looking at.
True. It's true. Other similarities, such as whether you and your potential new lover attended the same university, will now be highlighted on the front of their profile.
Well, maybe you don't want to go do it somebody at the same university because you might have already slept with them.
I've already plowed that field. You're correct, Kareem. That's the answer. I've already tilled that soil, and I'm no longer interested. Meanwhile, in Colorado, Rocky Mountain High, Colorado. Actually, Colorado Springs, to be more precise. The cops there are no longer going to have to take fitness tests. Why? Because who wants fit cops? Well, actually, it's because of a lawsuit.
So new tonight, a Colorado Police Department suspends its physical fitness test. Today, a judge ruled in favor of 12 female officers who sued the department, calling the test discriminatory. Tom Meston joins us now. And Tom, not everyone agrees with those female officers.
Karen, including the police chief who we talked to. Now, these female officers say how many push-ups or sit-ups they can do has nothing to do with their job performance. And now it's up to a federal judge to have the final say. Colorado Springs residents had a lot to say after hearing that Springs police officers will no longer have to take physical fitness tests this year.
The police need to be able to chase down the criminals.
Friday, the CSPD agreed to the demands of 12 female officers who filed a civil suit claiming the fitness tests are discriminatory. All the officers were over the age of 40. That suit will now move to a federal court. Chief Pete Carey says he's disappointed, but will abide by the judge's decision.
I very firmly stand behind physical fitness testing for our police officers. I think what I'm asking them to do is fair, and My hope is that a federal court also agrees with that.
The police test consists of two running exams. Officers also have to do 52 push-ups in 2 minutes and 45 sit-ups, also in 2 minutes. The officers had been moved to desk duty after failing the test. Many residents, though, agreed with the chief.
And I remember years ago when there were no fitness standards and they had some pretty hefty police officers.
Chief Carey says the policewoman will now be back on patrol pending the federal decision, which could take a year or longer.
We'll get this in front of a federal court and they'll make a decision.
And as the fitness flap moves to the federal level, some residents say police should be fighting criminals and not each other.
I think that they should be mandated to be in fit condition.
So what do you think? Do you want your cops fit or flabby?
Well, for me, I want them flabby, then it'll make it easier for me to get away. This is ridiculous. You can't say I want to be a cop or I want to be in the military and then I don't want to do the things that it requires for you to be there.
Apparently you can.
I mean, I guess you can, but that doesn't even make fucking sense.
Well, that's what discrimination will do for you.
Yeah, because that's not discrimination. Like, I can understand if
it's sexist discrimination, Kareem. The court said so.
If you change the standards a little bit where they can do the women push-ups in the sit-ups, but you got to do this shit because you're in a physically demanding job.
Yeah, I mean, if you're going to be wrestling the black guy out of his car, you want to make sure that you've got the upper body strength to do it, right?
Exactly.
I'm just blown away by the fact that they're like, no, we're going to sue you. No, we can't do it.
That is some woman shit, too. Like, yeah, well, no, we're not. I'm not doing that shit.
Well, I like. There's a thing about changing the standards, you know, to I don't know, man. There's part of me that wonders if the standards are the way they are to prevent the women from getting the job or continuing their position, or, you know, like that. That's
like I said, you can modify what they do and still keep the standard.
Right.
They're saying they don't want to do anything.
Well, I mean, maybe that's just the way the story is being reported, though, too. Maybe it's not necessarily. Maybe the thing is they wouldn't make an exception and, like,
stop,
you know,
being
they
a
were
liberal.
You were all for him being a liberal when he was defending black people.
Well,
Come on.
No, but no, here's the thing. It's like the way that I'm looking, the way I look at it is like, where they fit. Like, doing how many ever sit-ups and push-ups you can in 2 minutes. Like, that does not necessarily, I mean, make sure means you're fit, but there's other things besides that can show that you're fit and able to, what's her endurance at? Can she run a mile? Can they run 5 miles? I mean, if they can do that stuff, then, you know, then.
Well, that's part of the test, too.
That's part of the test, too.
But the point that the place they specifically pointed out and they talked about was the sit-ups and the push-ups, right?
Right. Well, they said there are two running parts of the test, and then there's sit-ups and there's push-ups. And you have to do, and I'm guessing the sit-ups and push-ups are for explosive strength when you're in a situation when you're apprehending somebody.
Right. Yeah.
So it's not out of bounds of the job that you would expect somebody to be able to have that explosive burst of strength.
Yeah, it's not like they said, I want you to iron two shirts and wash dishes in 2 minutes.
And it also could be something, too, to where, like, how many men are in positions of power there that don't have to take the physical fitness test anymore, and how many women have not been promoted up in the ranks, too, you know? I got to go home to my future wife eventually. So.
Like, that could be the case, but that wasn't mentioned in the story.
Because that's not going to get anybody to talk about it. That's the thing. Is like, the way that they talk about stuff, they're going to show it to you to make everybody upset and like, oh my gosh. But we don't, I should have done some more research.
All I know is the women on the streets that they talked to didn't seem to have a lot of sympathy for the women in uniform.
No. And it's always the case. Like, if you ask women about stuff like that, women will always, everybody eats their own. Like, if you ask a bunch of black people about something bad that happened and they know that the person did it, they're like, yeah, put that motherfucker in jail. You know, so everybody eats their own. Women will not fucking take up for that shit. They'll be like,
you had a Lamar Odom moment there for a second.
Women
shut down.
Yeah, women be like, fuck that. Get your ass out there and run. Because nobody wants to be, like, nobody wants to have the job just to say, oh, well, I got it. They want to be able to say, I can do the job.
Right.
You know. Right.
But, all right, let's break away and do this.
Get ready for some judging. It's time for Cool or Tool.
All right, first up in Cool or Tool, lists. Lists, Jason.
because I love my fiance and she's so good at it. I love Liz. They're cool.
Kareem. He's yawning.
Two.
Okay.
God damn it.
I don't know. I'm going to go with Jason on this. Lists help you organize what you have to get done. And, yeah, I remember I had a boss once, and every week we'd get a list of shit we had to do. And it was, and they would put it on the calendar, like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. But there was more work than could be done in a week. So I would then go to my I had three bosses at this point, and I went to my other bosses and said, I'm going to need you to prioritize this for me from most to least important.
Yeah. That's how you get that done.
And here's the thing. A lot of times the most important thing was on my list, was on the calendar to be done on Friday.
Yeah.
But it could be done on Monday.
There you
Bitch,
go.
Please.
Exactly.
Up next in Cooler Tool, Tinder, Kareem.
I guess it's cool. I've never had to use it. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Jason?
Yeah, I've never used it before because I'd already started dating Christine when it came out. So, I mean, I guess it's cool.
Tinder's cool, and if for no other reason than this, I have a friend, and she has used Tinder. And she has some of the best terrible date stories from it. So for that reason alone...
Wow.
For that reason alone, it's cool. And finally, in Cooler Tool, non-fit cops. Non-fit cops. Physically fit, that is. Jason.
Physically fit cops?
Non-physically fit cops.
Non-physically fit cops. I'm going to say... Gosh, I'm going to win or lose with this. Tool.
Kareem?
I'm going to say cool.
Damn it! Damn it!
Because they can't catch nobody.
I was going to say that, too.
Well, no, they're the ones who don't chase you. They're the ones who shoot you.
Oh, true that.
That could be the case.
Or hit you with the car.
Yeah.
Or whatever. It's Tool. You need to be... There are certain job requirements for whatever job you have, and you got to be able to hit them. Now, what those exactly are can be up for interpretation, but you got to have a level of physical fitness. That's all I'm saying. And that's going to do it for Cool or Tool. Huh. Hey, next week's Thanksgiving, isn't it?
Yeah.
Black Friday a week from today. Week from today.
Yes.
You guys got any big plans for Thanksgiving? Anything? Anything going on? I know you're in wedding planning mode.
Yeah.
Final stretch of that.
Yeah, having Thanksgiving dinner with her with the family. Like, it's not even gonna be like we're gonna have hot dogs and like stuff on the beach.
Nice.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, my girlfriend's cooking dinner. I don't want to do anything. I'm like,
you're just gonna sit and watch the Lions lose.
I could sit on the couch.
The Cowboys.
Yeah, for me, I could sit on the couch all day and watch football. But she wants to cook dinner and invite her sister and sister over. So,
how does that impact you?
I have to entertain, and I'll have to entertain, and I won't be able to sit. I'll have to put some clothes on. That's how that affects me.
Hey, Kareem, got some new jokes? Got some new jokes? Let me hear some of your new jokes. Yeah. I got a funny situation to tell you about. You know what? You could use that. You could use that the next time you do your little stand-up. Yeah.
You know, I have a friend at work who's really funny.
Yeah. And the thing is, I didn't do, like, Thanksgiving for the longest time, and then we got together, and then her other sister who had kids, so we started doing Thanksgiving so that we could invite them over so that they could be, and then her sister started making plans with other people.
Well, that bitch.
I was like, ain't this about a bitch? Like, I don't give a fuck about Thanksgiving. I did this so y'all could have like a family Thanksgiving, and this is the shit that you pull.
Yeah, I guess we weren't cool enough. Fuck y'all.
Oh, I'm going to be in Vegas. For Thanksgiving.
That is a good place to be.
You know, it was Leslie's idea. Her and her dad had, and she asked me way back before we moved in together. She said, my dad and I are going to Las Vegas for Thanksgiving. Do you want to go? And I have sort of a Thanksgiving tradition ever since my friends moved to California, my friends Hootie and Amy, that I have gone over and celebrated Thanksgiving with them. So I said, let me check, because I don't want them to be offended. And because they're my friends, they go with your girlfriend, you idiot.
Yeah.
You can come over here anytime. It doesn't matter. Go with your girlfriend, you moron. So, yeah, going to Vegas. Going to see the Mob Museum.
Ooh.
Very excited for the Mob Museum.
It sounds like fun.
I'm not really a gambling man, so I you know, that part of Vegas isn't that appealing to me.
Yeah.
But and I'm trying to figure out if I want to do things like see Penn and Teller. They saw Penn and Teller the last time they went to Vegas. So it's relatively fresh.
That, yeah.
They've done that. So I may go see Penn and Teller by myself, which is fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, Mob Museum, maybe Penn and Teller and shows.
You can go see Cirque du Soleil.
No, I can't. I can't. My cock and balls prevent that from happening.
You can go see like a watered down Broadway musical.
Nope, can't do that. I'm really upset that George Wallace has closed down the most popular 10 o'clock show on the Strip.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's closed. That's unfortunate because that's what I was hoping to do. But it'll be a fun Thanksgiving. Fun, yeah. Thanksgiving.
I bet it's either going to be really busy or it's going to be super dead.
You know, I think it's probably going to be, I mean, there's going to be stuff going on.
Yeah.
The question is, on Thanksgiving Day, and I know we've got reservations at some restaurant, I don't know which exact, I think one of Emerald's restaurants, I'm not positive though. Am I going to be able to watch football?
Yeah.
Or what's the deal going to be? I mean, and usually I don't really care because it's always Detroit and it's always the Cowboys and I don't care about either of them. And then there's another game.
The Panthers and somebody are playing.
Yeah, I don't care. So I'm not that super invested in the whole thing, but it'll be fun. It'll be very interesting to see, you know, the holiday that's all about family and giving thanks in the city of sin. Maybe.
Gotta love it.
Or you know what I could do? I could go and visit the reality show sites around town. I could go to the pawn shop from Pawn Stars.
Oh my gosh!
I could go see Chris Angel Mind Freak.
Oh yeah,
Mind Freak.
Mind Freak.
My freak. So all of that going on. But we're going to be recording on Monday next week, so we'll have shows prior to that.
Boom.
And then you'll be hearing about it later.
Sans me, I won't be here.
It's true. You'll be getting the whole wedding thing locked down. You're going to lock it down so you can lock it down.
Jumping off the bridge.
Can't wait.
And that's right. Your first wedding is always, no, it's not always the best. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I have to make the mandatory first wedding. Well, I had two so far, so be sad about that.
Yeah, my dad had five. I just hope I don't follow in his footsteps.
Oh, well, I'm a rank amateur then. So Donald Trump's been on the campaign trail, and he seems really, really tired.
How stupid are the people of Iowa? How stupid are the people of the country? Moves this way. It moves this way. It moves that way. He hit the belt buckle. If you have your choice between North Korea, Afghanistan, or Iran, I take Canada every single time. Do we agree? Do they want to run the town? They're illegals. They're illegal immigrants. Okay, stand up. Stand up. Oh, we love you too. Even though you're a male, I still love you. Never been my thing, but I still love you. And now it finds out that some of the great legal scholars are actually writing major pieces saying Trump was right. And then all of a sudden, these great geniuses from Harvard Law School, they're all saying, oh, well, actually, well, Mr. Trump is actually right. Now they're analyzing it. The bottom line is, I was right. I have thousands of Mexicans because it was missed. Why would we be following that, right? He thought he'd go over there, hey, babe, how you doing? How you guys doing? Boom, boom, boom. They beat the crap out of him. How did Trump do? He's okay.
This is a 2+ hour speech, by the way, that they cut out.
I'm saying Osama bin Laden. And the next day, these idiots over here say, Trump doesn't know the answer. Weak Rubio. Ready? Weak on illegal immigration. Like weak, like a baby. Give me a break. Give me a break.
He sounds like a freaking comedian. Like, he sounds like he's like Archie Bunker.
He sounds like somebody with the fever sweats, just rambling incoherently.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
You know, you reminded me of there actually. Is you reminded me of the two characters from the Weekend Update that try to make up songs that can't make up songs with Kristen Wiig and what do you do? With
They try to make up songs simultaneously.
Like that's the way he sounded. Like he just sounded like random nonsense.
2+ hours. Nobody wants to hear you talk that long.
It sounded like the people that he paid to be there were laughing along. So they must have had the sign
that he paid to be there. Yes, that's the key point. So yeah, he's the leading Republican candidate right now. Anyway, David Hasselhoff has come out from his hole and decided he's going to make a change in his legendary name.
I've been wanting to drop the hassle from my life for years. Now, I have made it official. David Hoff.
That's it. David Hoff.
He is the Hoff.
David Hoff. I don't know why you would just all of a sudden go ahead and do that.
Because you get fired from America's Got Talent. and you needed to come back.
I would just be like, what? Suddenly in your and I have a question for you, David Hoff.
Has anyone ever referred to you as a punk ass motherfucker? You are a punk ass motherfucker.
I just turned Hasselhoff on the Hoff.
Boom.
Boom, Hoff. David Hoff.
What an man.
I was like, what? All of a sudden it just popped up. They talked about it on Pardon the Interruption on ESPN.
Yeah, that's why I did it.
Right.
That's why I did it. Can't wait till he removes himself from the equation.
Are you hoping he commits suicide? What is that?
After I made that
this went
comment,
dark.
After I made that comment, I was like, oh, it could be sound like you're trying to. No, I hope that if he has any issues like that, that he talks to somebody first and gets the recommendation to do it.
Thank you for clarifying. Because that was dangerous. Okay, it made no sense at all. I have no idea what's going on anymore. Hey, did you hear about the self-driving car that got pulled over?
No.
Yes, a self-driving Google car got pulled over for driving too slowly. In Mountain View, a California police officer pulled the car over for driving 10 miles an hour under the speed limit, only to find out that it was a self-driving Google car. The Mountain View Police Department in the San Francisco Bay Area, for those who don't know, said an officer noticed traffic backing up behind a slow-moving car. I need the fucking Mountain View Police Department to get their asses to Sacramento and start doing something about the nonsense here. The incident was photographed by some guy with a name I'm not going to try to pronounce. He shared the photo on his Twitter. The officer made contact with the operators to learn more about how the car was choosing speeds along certain roadways and educate the operators about impeding traffic. That's what the police department said in a blog post. The Google self-driving cars operate under the neighborhood electric vehicle definition of part of the California Vehicle Code and can only be operated on roadways with speed limits at or under 35 miles per hour. Now, in this case, it was lawful for the car to be traveling on the street, which is rated at 35 miles per hour. Google's headquarters, of course, are in Mountain View, a few miles from where the car was pulled over. The PD said in a blog post that it meets regularly with Google because, well, they own them, and to make sure their cars are operating safely in the community. The self-driving car project posted the speed of the prototype vehicles capped at 25 miles per hour for safety reasons. Like this officer, people sometimes flag us down when they want us to know more, when they want to know more about the project. After 1.2 million miles of autonomous driving, that's the human equivalent of 90 years of driving experience, Google has said they have never been ticketed. Well, there's no one to hand the ticket to for going 10 miles under. Driving too slowly, bet humans don't get pulled over for that too often, but they fucking should. You're a bigger hazard going too slow than you are going a little too fast.
Shit, you
for the most part.
Could you imagine the car passing you at 65 and there's nobody in there?
Well, I just assume someone's got their gangster lean on.
Yeah, but you would, but there'd be some people that would freak the fuck out.
Oh, of course.
They'd be calling 911 like crazy.
Yeah, there's a car here that doesn't know what's going on with this.
This is what happens when you're in your car, isn't it, Jason? What's that? People can't see you. They think the car's driving itself.
Son of a bitch.
That is cold.
That's because I'm short.
That's wintry cold.
Yeah, I will say that it was a white car, so you know that's why it got pulled over
and did not get ticketed.
Did not get a ticket.
So the Google car is white. If it were black, it would get beaten on the side of the road.
Might have gotten shot.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure the city of Mountain View's police department is well aware of Google and cuts a wide swath. Like, oh, Google, fuck off. Sorry. I wouldn't do anything like that.
Hey, we appreciate those new Android devices you gave us, too. Thanks for updating the precinct.
We'd like to Google graft. Can you Google graft for me? All right. So what do we got going on now? Oh, let's check in with our friends in the southern state. America's Wang, if you will. It's time for Florida Corner.
From goofballs to gators, here's Florida Corner.
All right. A Florida woman's accused of shoplifting. See, she was found with Xanax inside of her buttocks.
Who looked up her buttocks for Xanax?
Well, Gina Cooper, who's 28, was arrested at a Walmart Supercenter in Manatee County after she was observed sticking several items in her cart without paying for them. Deputies said a search revealed Cooper to be in possession of 3 Xanax pills in a plastic bag, which were concealed in her buttocks. Cooper told deputies the pills belonged to a friend.
That's a good-ass friend.
Who asked her to hold them. I didn't ask you to hold them there!
Yeah, shit, man. These Xanax taste like shit.
Why does my bag smell funny?
Right? Also in Florida. See, they give awards in Florida.
Yeah.
But they were giving one to this Florida cop. That's the good news. The bad news is he was too drunk to collect the prize from Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Oh, wow.
That's what we call the Florida Triple Crown. Too drunk to get your award from Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
That's ironic.
It is.
Don't you think?
A little bit.
It's a little too ironic. I really do think. So, anyway.
Too ironic.
That's Florida Corner.
That's hilarious.
I've been hunting around for interesting things to talk about here for a number of reasons. And one of them is because I've got a new element that I want to play that is going to be great. And I think this is the best place to do it. There we go. Let me find him. I'm going to go to Twitter now where Larry King does something called It's My Two Cents, where he just starts tweeting out a bunch of stuff back to back to back. So let me find the beginning of this one here. I have to do this.
Now, the Nate Darling Show asks, what the hell were they thinking?
There you go. Did you enjoy that one?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, one more time.
And now, the Nate Darling Show asks, what the hell were they thinking?
Faithful followers, hashtag It's My Two Cents returns tonight as usual, but with a special behind-the-scenes treat. My record, 7-2. If you bet Giants, you won. Got the points only and lost by one. Patriots are lucky to win at all. Weird calls by officials. That's #NFL. It's My Two Cents, coming later. Hang on for another cyclone ride through Coney Island, whatever that means. Then he goes, okay, gang, gather round. Time for It's My Two Cents. I've never used pepper in a Mexican restaurant. It's My Two Cents. When a ball is thrown, why do dogs chase it? Will at Warriors ever lose a basketball game? Babe Ruth was right when he said I'd rather be lucky than good. I've never been much for massages. The bottom of my feet are so ticklish that even when I touch them, I freak out. Hashtag it's my two cents. Ever wonder why insurance buildings are as tall as Las Vegas hotels? I like the feeling of a baseball cap on my head. Why are shoes made in Italy considered better? Your new favorite holiday movie will be Christmas Eve Move in theaters and on demand December 4th. It's my two cents.
Oh, shit.
What's the purpose of a pinky toe? Rumpelstiltskin was my favorite fable as a kid.
It doesn't surprise me.
My favorite all-time novel is still The Catcher in the Rye.
Is he going to go
come in a rye?
Other than while I'm sleeping, I've never gone more than 20 minutes without looking at my watch.
So you while he's having sex? Holy shit.
You can't start a John Grisham book and not finish it. Tags in my clothing drive me crazy. Hashtag it's my two cents. Is there an old Hampshire? Actually, there is. It's just Hampshire. It's in England. But either way. Why are piano keys black and white? I'll see you next week around the corner and up your block. It's my two cents. So thank you. Thank you, Larry King. Wow.
And now the Nate Darling Show asks, what the hell were they thinking?
Larry King. I have some good news, though. The emu that's been roaming around a rural area in Delaware, finally captured after almost 2 months.
Darn it, I was trying to ride it.
The large flightless bird that local residents nicknamed Eddie had been inhabiting a neighborhood in Odessa for 66 days before finally being captured safely by local petting zoo employees. Prior to his capture, Eddie was both a menace and a minor celebrity, being photographed by locals and also prompting a soft lockdown of a nearby elementary school. The emu lived in the area and largely stayed out of trouble until police gave permission to shoot the bird if it was acting as a threat. After reports of an attempted shooting, the efforts to capture Eddie safely intensified. Two attempts were made at capturing the emu before it was finally cornered in a nearby backyard and loaded onto a trailer. We got it, locked and loaded, said the owner of Three Palms Petting Zoo, Dan Stonebreaker. It's safe and he's really content and happy. Well, yeah, you're feeding him, you dick. Stonebreaker believes Eddie had previously been kept as a pet, judging by his calm demeanor and comfort around humans. However, police calls searching for the emu's owner yielded no returns. Stonebreaker is searching diligently to find the emu a new home where he'll hopefully be under more attentive care. Said, I'm not letting the bird go to just anyone. So what happened there? Someone drove the emu out to the middle of the country and said, go on, boy. You'll be fine on your own. Don't look back. Don't look back, emu. I'm not going to be here.
Maybe the person thought it was a female emu.
You get.
And was going to get some eggs out of the deal.
You get now. You get.
I can't feel my face when I emu, but I like it.
Oh, boy. What? I don't know. Well, that was almost small town news.
That's almost.
Almost. Almost, but not quite yet. So coming up, just a little housekeeping coming up. We got Thanksgiving next week. I will be in Vermont in the first week of December, so we're probably going to have some short shows coming up for you. As opposed to taking weeks off, we're going to do shorter shows.
Oh.
So that's instead of like hour-long shows, we do half-hour, 40-minute shows. Because better to give you fresh content than just the standard the standard repeat of the show that you can already get. Because, of course, if you're new to the show, you can go back and listen to any show that we've ever done. It's on the website, NateDarlingShow.com, and just search for show number. You can go back show number one, show number whatever.
You should hear the first one.
They're all there. They're all there through multiple casts and a couple of locations. So go back and listen to what you want. And they're all free, as always. And all we ask is two things. One, that if you're going to shop Amazon anyway, go ahead and click through the Shop Amazon tab at the site. And number two is if you like the show and you know somebody else who you think would like the show, tell them about it because it's free. And we love having new people come on board and listen and whatever else. But other than that, we don't make any demands of you. We don't ask. We don't ask for your money. We don't have your handout. We just want to provide you with a little entertainment here and there.
Just a little something to listen to while you're making dinner.
And, here's the best thing. If you want to go back to last year and the year before, we did musical Christmas specials. So it's an hour of Christmas music, at least the last 2 years, because the show's been on since 2011. 4 years of this show. So at least the last two, we've done an hour-long music specials for Christmas. So if you're like, I'd like to listen to Christmas music, We've got Christmas music specials for you. And what we did, and we'll do it again this year, is we got I took lists and suggestions from all of the hosts, some of your favorite Christmas songs, and put them all together into one lovely hour of music. So, and we'll try and do the same thing this year.
Working on my list.
So that'll be coming up in December. So in the meantime, let's do this.
And now, the Nate Darling Show takes it to a simpler place. It's time for Small Town News.
International edition, here's some news that's less than exciting. The Scottish village of Dull is hoping to join forces with boring Oregon. In large part because it will result in an amusing signage. How did this start, you ask? Well, it's pretty exciting. A Scottish cyclist rode through Boring on vacation. She mentioned her idea to a friend who lives in Dull, as well as an official from Boring. Now the Oregon's town planners, members of the Boring Community Planning Organization, are all set to hear the proposal in a few weeks. Hey, it might seem like a joke, but this could have real benefits for Dull. Everyone's been smiling at the prospect of the very eye-catching road sign this will inevitably require. That's according to a town councilor. Indeed, locals, Tightwad, Missouri, launched the successful Cheeky Tightwad Bank, while Muff Village in Ireland is home to the popular Muff Diving Club. That's right, the Muff Diving Club. The news follows a name debate in fucking Austria. I'm not sure of the pronunciation, but it is spelled fucking Austria.
Muff diving in fucking Austria, yes.
Muff diving, gotta get behind those two.
And there is a photo, which I have in fact seen, the exit for Route 212, Boring, Oregon City. That's the exit. It's Boring and Oregon City. So, that's small town news. Sorry, it was a weird week in small towns. They had actually real news, like shit burning down and people getting arrested.
Oh, that's...
So and there was only so much speak out to go around. So Dull and Boring are getting together.
There you go.
I've been to that wedding. we all know that couple. Ugh. They're the ones at the party you go, act busy. Act busy. Okay. All right, next week we'll have to do something Thanksgiving-y. Thanksgiving-y without Jason.
Yeah.
So sir, enjoy your lead up to the wedding.
Thank you.
It's and here this one little bit of advice from someone who's had two weddings. Remember and enjoy it. Don't take a ton of pictures, just take enough to remember moments. And remember the feeling. Because that's the cool part, is that feeling that you're going to be having over the next little bits as you lead up. And when you, like, look at each other and you do the stuff. So anything that's, like, frustrating or weird, and those will come too. Just remember the cool stuff.
All right.
Maybe make notes.
Yeah. You know, your honeymoon, take a pinky up the booty.
Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe I'll finally let her do that.
Let her drop a digit on you. You know, whatever works for you.
As long as her nails are trimmed.
That's it. As long as she don't go more than knuckle deep, you're still one of us.
Would it be honest, it'd have to be two.
Well, and aren't you going to Mexico?
Yep.
Oh, well, that anything goes.
Anything goes. Once you're in Mexico.
It's true.
It happens outside the country, you're still safe.
Yeah, it's like international waters. It doesn't really count. It's just a whole new thing.
Just something new to try. Hey, we're in Cancun. But, come on. I mean,
hey, whatever you do in the marital bed is your own business.
There you go.
And unless you want to come back and tell us, because then that's fine too. Because your fun should be our entertainment too.
I just hope that I don't have any horrible stories. Like, oh my God, we were in Cancun. I just hope everything's fun stories.
You're gonna have a good time.
I'm sure it will just, be amazing.
Just make sure that you don't have to say you're sorry. Like Justin Bieber.
Oh.
All right, everybody, have a great weekend. Remember, tonight is Juke Joint Friday at the Brick House Art Gallery in Oak Park. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8. Get down there and see Kareem.
Yeah, if you don't know, now you know.
If you miss him then, you can see him on Sunday where? Punchline?
At the Punchline.
And, of course, Diana Hong on November 28th in Sassoon City. You know, this song is huge. It's big. It's Justin Bieber. So I will leave you this with this one thought and then some music that you can feel free to turn.
Thanks
on.
For listening. And remember to use the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com.
The blame if you want me to, but you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah, is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, down, is it too late to say I'm sorry now? I'm not just trying to